its current state here on WKAR. Many thanks for joining us today. President Obama is visiting Flint today to see firsthand the effects of lead contamination in the city's drinking water. The president is vowing more federal aid for residents, and he says the government will be there for them in the long term. Congressman Dan Kildee is a Democrat from Flint. He's traveling with the president today. Recently, Mr. Kildee sponsored legislation that would lower the threshold for lead-tainted water that would require the federal government to step in. I spoke with Mr. Kildee on his cell phone earlier today before he flew home here to Michigan aboard Air Force One. First, I asked him for more on what he thinks the purpose of President Obama's visit is.
Well, hopefully it's to bring more attention to this case. I mean, a lot of us have been concerned that the spotlight would fade, and our argument for more help for Flint, really a robust response equal to the crisis, would somehow elude us. Having the President of the United States come to Flint will obviously have a big impact on that. I think further, though, I mean, it's a chance for him to hear directly from the people of my community and understand in more real terms the human dimension of this tragedy. So I'm very happy that the president is coming. Obviously, I hope that it translates into some real help for the people of Flint.
Do you know what he will see or who he will meet with?
Well, I know he will meet with some of the families affected by the crisis. He'll meet with the agencies that are coordinating the response on the ground in Flint, federal agencies. My understanding is, along with myself and Senator Stabenow and maybe other members of Congress, that the governor may join that particular meeting. I think that would be a step in the right direction. He'll address a larger crowd of people from the area at Northwestern High School in the afternoon.
Governor Snyder did ask for a face-to-face with President Obama and with Mayor Weaver. Do you know if that's been granted then?
I don't know what form the meeting will take, but it's my understanding that the governor will be there and that he'll participate in perhaps greeting the president at the airport and also in the briefing. That's not confirmed, but that's my understanding.
Well, is there a specific action, an executive action, that President Obama might announce while he's here? Would such a thing surprise you?
I don't know that he'll announce anything specifically because, you know, for the last several months, he has been pushing the various departments, his cabinet secretaries, to find resources within existing programs to help Flint. And they've done that. I mean, they've come up with tens and tens of millions of dollars of resources. I suspect that the real impact would be to get the Michigan state government and the Congress of the United States to stop playing politics with this and just get about the business of getting the problem fixed. We can worry about, you know, either simultaneously or later on, all the questions about how this happened, who did what, how we can prevent it again. But, you know, when a community is in crisis, you fix the problem. And I think that's really the message that the president will have. Let's get this fixed, and we can work on the other issues that we obviously have to take up.
How exactly is politics getting in the way of that effort?
Well, when most of the focus seems to be blame shifting, whether it's within the state government or, frankly, some of the Republicans that I've been dealing with in Congress, I don't mean to make this partisan because some of my Republican colleagues have been very helpful. But the Republican chairman of the Oversight Committee, for example, who excoriated the EPA, said it was their fault. The very next day, when asked if that meant that the federal government has a responsibility to fix it, he said, no, this was a state-created problem. And so, I mean, that kind of double talk is just politics, and it has no place when a community is in crisis.
We're talking with Congressman Dan Kildee. He's the Democrat representing Michigan's 5th District, which includes the city of Flint. He will be in Flint today with President Obama, who's coming to see the effects of the lead crisis firsthand. You introduced legislation last week that would create tougher standards for lead in drinking water. Your bill would, and I'll quote here, reduce the threshold amount of lead found in drinking water before federal action is required. It would lower it from 15 parts per billion to 5. There appears to be some degree of consensus over just such a move. Can you describe the response to your bill so far?
Well, I mean, I think there's a lot of concern about it. And this is one of those areas where, you know, people talk about all of our differences. Governor Snyder and I agree. He proposed a higher standard for the state of Michigan. I think it should be even higher, and it should be nationwide. So we agree that there would be a higher standard. The concern that I've heard isn't so much that the standard is wrong, but whether or not this country has the will to make the investments to improve water systems so that the standard can be met. And, of course, that's why I proposed a phase-in over 10 years to go from 15 parts per billion down to 5. If we can't figure out in the next decade that we have better get about the business of spending money to improve these 100-year-old water systems that are falling apart, then, of course, we're really not living up to our obligation to the people that we work for.
About a week ago, Senators Barbara Boxer, the California Democrat, and James Inhofe, the Oklahoma Republican, introduced the Water Resources Development Act of 2016. I understand it includes some amount of federal assistance for Flint residents. Can you tell us, do you know about that bill and what it would do?
I do, and it's a regular program. It's called Water Resources Development Act. We call it WRDA. It is a program that provides support for states and communities working on the broad range of issues related to water management. The language that we have been pushing in the Senate that Senator Mike Lee from Utah effectively blocked now has been included in that proposed reauthorization of WRDA, of the Water Resources Development Act. If that goes through the Senate, then it's going to be up to the House as to whether they take it up, we take it up, and whether or not it includes that language. So it's a step in the right direction for sure. And our two senators, Senator Stabenow and Peters, deserve great credit for having accomplished that. But we've got some distance yet to travel before we can actually count on that becoming law.
It kind of begs the question, how would you describe the House of Representatives' broader attitude about help for Flint?
Well, you know, there's a lot of sympathy. There's a lot of concern, almost universal sympathy from the people and what they're going through. Nothing close to universal support for the solution. I've spoken to Speaker Ryan about this. I don't want to try to quote him directly, but you know, he has not made any firm commitment that the House will take up aid for Flint. So, you know, we've got a battle to fight, and a lot of it has to do with the fact that there are members in the House and the Senate, for that matter, that just believe the federal government ought not be involved in any of this stuff. There are people who voted against relief for the hurricane victims of Hurricane Sandy, where the entire eastern seaboard was wiped out, a natural disaster. And there are these ideologues that somehow believe that that's a state and local government responsibility. You know, that's just ridiculous. There are times when a crisis is so great that we come together and we act through our federal government. And whether it's a hurricane on the East Coast, or in this case, a city of 100,000 people with undrinkable water, we're all Americans, and we ought to pitch in together once in a while. And I think they're wrong, and hopefully we can overcome those voices.
Governor Snyder was in Flint on Monday and drank city water, and will, before he's through, drink Flint water for 30 days, and he encouraged others to do the same. What do you think of that gesture?
Well, it's a gesture. I mean, honestly, I can't fault him for drinking Flint water. But, my gosh, a public relations, you know, stunt or effort is just such a small step when you think about all the big things that they're not doing to get the help that Flint actually needs so that even every citizen can trust that the water they're drinking is safe. It's obvious that the governor's first response when this whole crisis began was to hire two public relations firms. And he's been listening to their advice, where he should have been hiring hundreds of public health nurses to help the people in Flint. And I can't be too critical, because obviously we want to have people feel like the government is in sympathy with them. But I'm exhausted by the political and public relations effort that the governor has launched. It's just tiring. We need real help, and we don't need more photo ops.
The governor's office announced yesterday that children and adults up to age 21 and pregnant women who were served by Flint's water system within the past 2 years should be eligible for Medicaid health coverage beginning on Monday, May 9th. That coverage would be available to that demographic if they have income levels up to 400% of the federal poverty level. Any particular response to that development?
Well, I think it's really interesting that the governor is talking about it because it was the president of the United States that did that. It was announced several weeks ago that the United States government, the Sylvia Burwell, the Secretary of Health and Human Services, made that happen. It requires 1% match from the state government, 99% from the federal government. We put the money up, and the governor, rather than coming up with state resources, chooses to step in front of the camera and take credit for something that President Obama did. And then in the same breath, he criticizes the federal government for not doing enough. You know, it's a public relations game show that he's putting on. And it's really, I mean, I'm really happy that the Medicaid expansion is going through and that the state government, after weeks and weeks and weeks of not taking action, finally decided to put up their 1% match. But my gosh, to stand up and take credit for it is just a little bit too much for me to take.
Let's turn to politics here. On the morning after, Bernie Sanders wins the Indiana primary here. In an editorial yesterday, the New York Times said that, assuming Hillary Clinton is the Democratic candidate, and you are a supporter of Mrs. Clinton, the Times said that to truly unify the party, she and party leaders must work to incorporate Mr. Sanders and what he stands for in the party's approach to the general election. Generally, do you agree with that?
Yeah, I think that Senator Sanders, with whom I've worked on trade issues, for example, has brought a very important voice to the national debate. And these campaigns are not just about selecting a single candidate, but for the nation to have a conversation. He has contributed greatly to that conversation, especially around the need for the reform of our political system. And I hope there is a very strong plank in our platform that works to get money out of the political process. And we can thank Bernie Sanders for making that such an important part of his campaign.
If you were in a position to advise Senator Sanders, though, as a Clinton supporter, would you advise him to get out of the race?
Well, that's a decision he'll have to make. What I would advise is that when the time comes that he make, assuming that Senator Clinton or Secretary Clinton is the nominee, which I think is most of the conventional wisdom, I believe she will be, that he make it clear that he will be supporting and robustly supporting her candidacy and asking all of those people who have come to politics through the Bernie Sanders campaign to join him. That's my hope.
Congressman Dan Kildee of Flint, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you very much.